With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Lisa Dwyer reports on California wildfires fueled by strong winds.
Firefighters are scrambling to corral flames churning along hillsides in Los Angeles. Forecasters say life-threatening destructive gusts could last for days, bringing extreme fire risk to areas that have not seen substantial rain in months. One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Joe Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Those fires responsible for at least two deaths. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department planning to release the special counsel's findings on Donald Trump's alleged 2020 presidential election interference. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a filing to a federal appeals court, the DOJ said it would make public the findings, but provide the classified documents section of the report only to the chairman and ranking members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. The department said the attorney general has clear authority to publicly release the findings. Special counsel Jack Smith's team abandoned both the interference case and the classified documents investigation in November after Donald Trump's presidential victory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ski patrollers of the biggest U.S. ski resorts say they've reached a deal with Utah's Park City Mountain Resort to end a strike. The patrollers' union said a vote was scheduled today on an agreement that addresses both parties' interest and will end the current strike. The Dow up 51 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 2 points. This is SRN News. Young men are joining the Orthodox Church.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online, and some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just one half of 1% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ethiopia's Orthodox Christians celebrated Christmas on Tuesday with prayers for peace in a nation that has faced persistent conflict in recent years. Orthodox believers follow the Julian calendar, which runs 13 days later than the Gregorian calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches. Conflicts in that country have caused widespread suffering and have forced 9 million children to drop out of school. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump vowing to unban drilling on millions of acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. Bob Agnew reports.
President Biden on Monday invoked the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act to ban new drilling and further oil and natural gas development on some 625 million acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. The move puts areas along the east and west coasts, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska's northern Bering Sea off limits for future oil and natural gas leasing. President-elect Trump wrote on X that he would, quote, unban it immediately. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hawaii authorities asking lawmakers for money to hire 8 people and pay for a $2 million expansion of a forensic lab to crack down on the rampant smuggling of illegal fireworks. It comes 1 week after a massive explosion of illegal fireworks at a Honolulu home killed 4 people, injured more than 20. More details at SRNNews.com.